rapper John Allen Muhammad was executed by lethal injection. We have a little bit of a side story on that later here on America Tonight. Meantime, Brazil's cities have been slammed by huge blackouts, millions upon millions without power. Perfect. Aren't they going to host an Olympics game? Can they handle it? What about those pickpockets and some of the crime they're dealing with? It has to be pretty brutal in a blackout, I would assume. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It is Veterans Day right around the corner, and we do tip our cap to all of you who have served this great nation. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to one of those guys, Lieutenant Colonel Rick Erickson. He's with the United States Marine Corps Reserves, an attorney also in his civilian life who served in Iraq and Mogadishu. We're going to talk to him about what's happened on the bases with security, the privatization of so many in light of what happened at Fort Hood. Also, Jeff Atticott, terrorism expert, will join us to talk about that angle of the story with Major Hassan, now awake, and it's a question of what charges will be leveled at him and what will he say. And of course, there are so many questions, and the why looms very, very, very large. But today at Fort Hood, it was about remembering the 13 who were gunned down in cold blood, many on hand to memorialize their lives, thousands upon thousands of people, obviously on the base, but other dignitaries, including the President of the United States, Barack Obama. Here is a big chunk of what he had to say.
Admiral Mullen, General Casey, General Cone, Secretary McHugh, Secretary Gates, most importantly to family, friends, and members of our armed forces. We come together filled with sorrow for the 13 Americans that we have lost, with gratitude for the lives that they led, and with a determination to honor them through the work we carry on. This is a time of war. Yet these Americans did not die on a foreign field of battle. They were killed here, on American soil, in the heart of this great state, in the heart of this great American community. This is the fact that makes the tragedy even more painful, even more incomprehensible. For those families who have lost a loved one, no words can fill the void that's been left. We knew these men and women as soldiers and caregivers. You knew them as mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, sisters and brothers. But here is what you must also know. Your loved ones endure through the life of our nation. Their memory will be honored in the places they lived and by the people they touched. Their life's work is our security and the freedom that we all too often take for granted. Every evening that the sun sets on a tranquil town, every dawn that a flag is unfurled, every moment that an American enjoys life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that is their legacy. Neither this country nor the values upon which we were founded could exist without men and women like these 13 Americans. And that is why we must pay tribute to their stories.
All right, so again, so many on hand at Fort Hood to recognize the people for their achievements, and I think that's what the emphasis certainly was. 13 people dead after that mass shooting just last Thursday in that sprawling post in Killeen, Texas. I wanted to mention the victims, especially as we swing into Veterans Day. by name instead of just referring to them as the 13 who died. Chief Warrant Officer Michael Grant Cahill, retired, 62 years old. He was a physician's assistant at Fort Hood, and he liked his job so much. He loved being on the base that he took only 1 week of recovery time after he had heart surgery at one point in his life. Also, Major Eduardo Cavallo, 52 years old, he came to the United States way of Juarez, Mexico in the 70s when he was a teenager, didn't know a lot of English, learned it, and loved being in the Army Reserve. Also, in this country, Army Staff Sergeant Justin DeCrow, 32 years old, a husband and a father, a 13-year-old daughter now left without that father as a result of what happened on Thursday. Captain John Gaffney from San Diego, California, 56 years old, an Army reservist, was a psychiatric nurse, worked for a couple of decades in San Diego County, and he specifically helped elderly victims of abuse and neglect. Also, Frederick Green, Private Frederick Green, 29 years old, somebody who also was said to have loved the idea of the military. Also, Private Jason Dean Hunt from Oklahoma, 22 years old, wanted to be something, part of something greater, according to his family. He enlisted in the Army in 2006, spent his 21st birthday in Iraq, chose to reenlist and to put the next 6 years toward the military. Also, Sergeant Amy Krueger, 29 years old, a high school athlete, joined the military after the attacks on September 11th, knew she wanted to do something different to serve her country, according to family and friends. Private Aaron Thomas Namika from Utah, 19 years old, graduated from high school, enlisted in the military the very same year he was going to be deployed to Afghanistan in January. He was very happy, according to his family, to serve his country. Private Michael Pearson from Illinois, just 22 years old, enlisted in the Army more than a year ago to realize his musical dream. He hoped the military would help his path along to college, where he would be able to study musical theory, according to his family back in Chicago. Captain Russell Seeger from Wisconsin. Here's a 51-year-old man. He was a nurse and, again, very dedicated to helping people with mental health problems related to war experience, and was getting ready to possibly to be deployed to Iraq. Also, Private Francesca Velez, 21 years old, from Chicago, Illinois, always wanted to act to help other people and stuck with it. Her father encouraged her to continue along. She was 3 months pregnant, and he was telling her to stick with it, stick with the military, even after she gave birth. Lieutenant Colonel Juanita Warman, 55 years old, from Maryland. Again, another person who was said to be very dedicated. Private Quam Don from Minnesota, preparing for the first deployment since joining the Army. All very, very sad stories. We put some names on those victims. Coming up next, was this an act of terrorism? Well, you know what I think. We've been talking about it for a couple of days here on America Tonight. We're going to talk with a terrorism expert next, who we've had on the show a few times, Jeff Atticott. Stay with us.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Remember this Veterans Day as you raise the flag to raise awareness for what our veterans have done for us in the past and what they're doing today in Afghanistan and certainly still in Iraq. Sadly, 20% report symptoms of PTSD or even some major depression. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Luckily, there are some steps being taken to help this. All right, as I said, as somebody who has had family who served in the military for a very long time, I didn't serve, but they have a tip of the cap for Veterans Day, and sad what's happened at Fort Hood. We've been talking about it now for almost a week. Always a pleasure to welcome Jeff Atticott to the show. He's a terrorism expert, and of course he's associate professor of law and the director of the Center for Terrorism Law at St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio, Texas. He too is somebody who knows about serving for 20 years. He retired in 2000. He was lieutenant colonel at that point, so serving as an Army officer. And again, thanks for your service, Jeff, and for joining us so often here on America Tonight to try to make sense of all this. We appreciate it.
Oh, always a pleasure.
First of all, you know, the basic question, when this first happened, everybody was wondering, well, geez, he worked in the mental health field. Could it be that something just tripped inside his head and sent him in that direction? And then there were all these stories that started to break about emails he had written and whatnot. When you first heard the story, what was your initial reaction?
Well, the you know, shock like everybody else, and then what really caused me some great curiosity was within 2 hours you had the FBI coming out with a statement that this was not a terrorist incident. And I immediately said to myself, probably is a terrorist incident if they come out within 2 hours and you know, try to tell the public that this is not terrorism. And as the pieces started to fall together, it became very apparent that this indeed was a terrorist incident. The first such major terrorist attacks we've had on the homeland, of course, since 9/11. And, you know, again, slowly the media is now starting to pick up on the fact that this, in fact, was a radical Islamic lone wolf terrorist. That is, he did it by himself, but clearly his motive was the same motive that inspired the individuals that attacked us on 9/11, the same motive that inspires the suicide bombers and the fanatics that were fighting in Afghanistan and have fought in Iraq and still fighting in Iraq and Yemen, Pakistan, Western Pakistan, Sudan. This is part of the larger war on terror.
So who do you think dropped the ball on this? Because now all these people are coming out and saying, for example, how when he was at Walter Reed, he had done a project that he was supposed to do, a presentation. And it was really supposed to be geared toward mental health, drugs or issues or all the stuff that he was going to work in as a resident. He did this and he delivered a speech instead, basically on how Muslims shouldn't serve in the military because they're fighting fellow Muslims in some of the places where we find ourselves occupying right now, Iraq and, of course, Afghanistan. So what happened here? Was it the Army who dropped the ball, the FBI, because they couldn't piece this together fast enough? I don't know. Who do you think dropped the ball?
Well, there's a lot of factors. We have been extremely fortunate since 9/11. We've done a lot of hard work in breaking up a variety of sleeper cells, both individuals that were motivated by jihad as well as small groups. And this fellow got through. And it's really a case of incompetence and also political correctness, unfortunately, because this Hassan fellow, he belongs to what we call a protected class in America, and that is if you make an allegation that someone in a protected class is engaging or might be engaging in some type of jihadi activity, then the person that makes those allegations is also subjecting themselves to scrutiny, because the first thing that Hassan would say, and someone in that protected class would respond, is that, oh, you're a racist, you're biased, you're attacking me because of my religion or my ethnic background. So many people, don't want to raise the issue because you're setting yourself up for scrutiny, and so the natural tendency of many humans is, well, I just won't say anything. We'll just, ignore this individual and just not take any action. And from the dozens and dozens of red flags that went up about this individual, you would think that someone would have confronted him directly and taken action to stop him. And it's both the CIA and the military, because the CIA apparently knew about this fellow's contacts with Al-Qaeda individuals in Yemen. And, they were watching him, they were tracking him, and yet nobody did anything.
Yeah, absolutely crazy. That was the theme last night on our show. Are we too politically correct for our own good in some cases? And we're seeing this being played out in a couple of different ways. In other situations, of course, we care about Fort Hood. As you said, it's the worst attack we've seen since 9/11. As somebody who served, how awful is that to not be protected on a base? For goodness sake, half of these young people who now were being deployed for the first time lose their life on our soil on a base. Do you think the bases need to change security measures or do something different, or can they even do that?
No, I mean, this, it's an issue of targeting someone based on their behavior, not their religion or their, ethnicity. And that's the red flags that went up. And this war on terror is global. It's not over there. It's everywhere. And the hard part about the war on terror is that it's the virus of jihad. There are thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that buy into this jihadi mentality. And the soldiers that were wounded and killed, they all deserve purple hearts, because it is part of the war on terror. And that's what makes it so difficult. They don't wear uniforms. They hide amongst us. They use our freedoms against us. They hide behind religion. They hide behind freedom of speech. We need, obviously at the top, we need leadership. We need a president that will not call this, a horrific crime. This is a war crime. We are at war. These are terrorists. The president won't use those words. Obviously, you can understand why he doesn't use those words, because this terrorist attack happened on his watch.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you wholeheartedly. So now, what justice is meted out? It's obviously it would be military, right? Or maybe I'm wrong on this.
No, I mean, every terrorist incident, the FBI has a primary lead to investigate terrorism incidents in the homeland. And every terrorist incident that we've broken up has gone to a federal court. They've been charged with terrorism and terrorism-related crimes. It's curious that this individual is going to a military court. And the reason, in my opinion, is that if the Obama administration sent this person to a federal court for trial, then it would be a recognition of the reality that he is a terrorist. So therefore, it's almost like doublespeak. You know, we'll send him to a military trial, and they made that decision very quickly, just as the FBI very quickly said that, oh, this is not a terrorist attack, when in fact it is. And so it's almost doublespeak. So the military is going to try him for the common law crime of murder, and he's not being tried for a terrorist attack.
Yeah, I agree with you. Homegrown, turns to a jihadist, whatever, didn't grow up that way, it doesn't matter. It could be the same thing for you and I, or anybody, for that matter. If that's what you become, that's what you are, and we're seeing so many of those plots that are thwarted, so what's different in this case? And it would make a big difference, I think, like you said, if they tried him federally, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a recognition of the reality. That this guy jumped up on a table, screamed what all these radical Islamic murderers say, you know, God is great in Arabic, and then starts slaughtering people, and he picked a target where he could kill the maximum number of individuals. It's premeditated. As I said, Helen Keller could figure this one out, and yet our president is unable to say that this is a radical Islamic terrorist.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're saying it, Jeff. We always appreciate you coming on the show. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. My pleasure.
All right, Jeff Atticott, he calls him like he sees him. And as I said, somebody who served in the military and does often advise the FBI and others on terrorism. So listen to what he was saying. I think he made an excellent point as to what the difference would be. Why can't you call him a radicalized, Islamist? What is wrong with that title? Because it's exactly what happened. And certainly those who witnessed what happened when he opened fire say the same thing that you just heard Jeff Atticott say, that he was screaming Allah Akbar and whatnot. Coming up next, a different perspective, talking about the bases and safety and whatnot, from somebody who serves too as well in the United States Marine Corps, Lieutenant Colonel Rick Erickson. Up next, he served in Iraq and Mogadishu. He'll join us around the bend.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface: wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost, online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air, and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do
it. Well, I'll tell you what, you think when you serve in the military, you have a safe haven of security when you're on the base, certainly at Fort Hood. That was the presumption until last week when really our world was shattered because the mass killing certainly shook the nation when it happened. And sadly, for the families of those who were killed, geez, even those wounded, just an awful, awful thing. And I've gone through the list of the folks who were lost in that massacre. And you think of the 21-year-old Private Velez, who was pregnant and was going to return home after deployment in Iraq. And then you think of young Jason Hunt, just 22 years old, who served in Iraq and was married only 2 months ago. And Major Cavero, who was 52 and was headed back into a war zone in Afghanistan. And the stories are just so sad. So now the president is promising a full investigation of the Fort Hood shootings, but not too much has been revealed about it. Police are still searching for a motive. A lot of people say that there's no doubt the shooter had ties to extremist Islamic ideology, and this is going to get interesting on the motive portion of it, and it looks as though it's going to be a military-handled deal in a military court instead of federal court, which would be war crime, et cetera, as we were just talking to Jeff, Professor Jeff Atticott about that. So, sadly, heavy hearts this Veterans Day. Joining us now, Lieutenant Colonel Rick Erickson, who served with the United States Marine Corps. He's part of the reserve, of course, and now an attorney in civilian life, served in Iraq and Mogadishu. So we do thank him for his service on this Veterans Day. And Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for popping on and adding some perspective here on America Tonight.
Hey, Kate, it's great to be with you tonight.
Let's talk about the bases, first of all, and as I said, shattering what you think is a safe haven on a base when you're before you're getting ready to be deployed. And I think that's what's so hard for people to deal with, you know, coming to grips with that whole thing. What's happened on the bases? Are our military bases vulnerable, do you think, as a whole? You think of not just Fort Hood but other spots to something like this happening?
Well, I think the privatization of security on our bases is something that we as Marines especially opposed, because we see that as part of our daily duties to guard our own facilities. And, you know, it's important to recognize the reason why we have walls around our bases and that we're separate from the society we protect. The things that go on there, the laws that we abide by are different. As you said, this major will be punished under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. You know, for that reason, we really should have the responsibility to protect our own bases rather than turn it over to private security guards, which is what's happening in the Department of Defense.
Yeah, do you think now with this happening at Fort Hood, and I know there's people lobbying, that there's a, well, I'm answering my own question, I guess, but wouldn't we like to see that be flipped over and make us feel a little bit more secure? I've heard that there is people pushing for that, but what's the likelihood of that happening?
Well, and could it have even prevented something like this? I mean, You have a field-grade officer entering the base with apparently two weapons that went unnoticed until he was able to kill 13 people and wound 30. You know, I think that I've talked about the difference in cohesion when it's different than an office building where people come to work at 9 and go home at 5. You know the people that you're around on a daily basis. You anticipate you might have to give your life for one of them. You should know these people better and anticipate something like this happening, even when it's a major and a respected physician in the eyes of maybe some of the enlisted that he actually wound up killing. But In these circumstances, I think, you know, officership is about protecting the people that we're entrusted with first. And that clearly is going to be, I think, the issue in the investigation.
Yeah. What about the it's interesting, and a point that you bring up leads to this. How about the screening process of all military personnel? Is that a little bit lax? I mean, is that part of the problem? I mean, these are people that you should know inside and out.
Well, General Casey made the comment today that was very troubling about, you know, sacrificing diversity in the process of trying to figure out what happened, and that he hoped we don't lose that. But as military people, we don't really think in terms of diversity. I mean, that's not part of our mission statement. When I went to Marine Infantry School, it was about projecting combat force against our enemies. We weren't trying to simulate the cultural society that we're under oath to protect. We're supposed to do something very different. And so when you're kind of looking at some of the comments that are coming out, they're a bit strange to me. They don't seem to make much sense, and that's not what's going to prevent this. It's going to be better leadership, better accountability, and allowing people to express themselves if they feel that someone's on the edge like this, to be able to say, I don't like being around this guy, I think something's wrong, without the repercussions of saying, oh, you're just saying that because he's Muslim. The kinds of things I think are going to come out as to whether or not there were signs that people were afraid to talk about because of this culture.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that the idea of the diversity comment, as you said with General Casey, it's like the political correctness also is in play here when you connect the dots. But certainly, as you mentioned, in the military culture, the fact that someone doesn't come forward, because what happens then? What's the next step? What would they be called? How could it endanger their career or where they're going? Should they have said anything? Like Walter Reed, when Major Hassan was there, we learned that as a resident, and I'm sure you heard the story, he gave a presentation, as did other residents. That was one of the things they had to do in front of supervisors and peers and whatnot. It was supposed to be about medical drugs used to treat the various mental illness that they would see, or some of the other things that were working or whatnot, whatever they wanted to take, but something to do with medicine, of course. And he talked about out, and they've got a copy of that. It was even in the Washington Post, I think. They have a copy of what he was saying, and it was about Muslims maybe not serving in the military because they would be conflicted, and it stunned the people who were in the room. But yet this was in 2007, and geez, how can you explain that nothing happened?
Well, yeah, I think you're right. When you use the term political correctness, we are really, I think as military people in the times that I've served on active duty, we really try to stay away from that because we don't want it to infect the mission that we have to accomplish. We don't really follow these. Like I said, the diversity idea is just a given. Marines, for example, see each other in shades of green. Some are dark green, some are light green, but we're all green and we're all supposed to accomplish the mission. We don't have these racial divides that you see more so in our civilian culture.
Mm.
But that said, you know, I think that the more that we try to make the military look a lot like civilian culture, the more we're going to have people who are afraid to say, look, I saw Major Hassan give this presentation and I was very concerned about the fact that this is the officer who's supposed to be eventually protecting us by helping us through psychological issues, and yet he seems to be against what we're doing. He's expressing that openly. He doesn't appear to be willing to follow the orders that he's given or to issue orders that will accomplish the mission. I think somebody should talk to him. But I think, you know, people are going to be afraid to say something like that under the circumstances we described.
Yeah, and I love the way you said it's true. Green or different colors of green. In this case, if he was spewing the anti-American stuff and had the efforts to reach out to Al-Qaeda, etc., and the justification of homicide bombings, I mean, he's not playing on the same team. So wouldn't you think, as somebody who served, this does not fit into this culture, this is not part of the mission, this person can't be here? Wouldn't that be what normally you would think would happen?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, even when it comes to religious faith, at least in my experience in the Naval Service, you know, we accommodate all faiths. We have services for all faiths, and each member is allowed to go to services. But when it comes to taking that faith to an extreme where you're starting to let it seep into the fact that you may not be willing to do what you're told to do or to take this order, whatever it is, to go and accomplish the mission, and as an officer, lead men and women potentially to their fate, that you're going to be thinking that you can't do this because you believe that it goes against your Muslim faith, or that, you know, those kinds of things need to be vetted out, because, you know, many of us would prefer to serve with folks that simply do what we've been good at from the very beginning in this country, and that is separating out the ideologies and the faith and everything else, and seeing ourselves as a body that people rely on, the only line between us and the enemy. And for that reason, we've been so good at what we do because we just follow the orders, we accomplish the mission. And in between, we're not really supposed to argue about whether or not we believe in what we're doing, or whether an order that's given to us, as long as it's a lawful one, is one that we can carry out in good faith because we've taken an oath to do so, regardless of our prejudices or our opinions or our ideologies. All of that has been, you know, historical in our military, something that we've been able to put aside so that we can accomplish the mission.
Yes, so well said. Lieutenant Colonel Rick Erickson, thank you for joining us on these airwaves. We'd love to talk to you again in the future, and thank you for your service to this country.
Thank you, Kate. Great to be with you.
Thanks. Again, Veterans Day, and here we are talking about and trying to make sense of, can you make sense of what happened at Fort Hood? Coming up on the flip side, we'll fill in the blanks a little bit more as to what has happened, what the Army Chief of Staff General George Casey is now stressing, what Senator Joe Lieberman is saying, and then odds and ends, some other things that have happened across the country today. Stay with us.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get three bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored cabs come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Get that applause ready. I'm sure they're warming up in Minneapolis at the mothership. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. We're going to veer off for just a quick second of Fort Hood, as many were memorialized today. It was a who's who at the event. I just hope that it gave some comfort to the victims' families, but it's a bitter pill to swallow. Just less than a week ago, you know, these 20-year-olds were alive and getting ready to be deployed, and then they're gunned down by an Army psychiatrist. Makes no sense whatsoever. Speaking of being gunned down, I like the swift foot of justice in Virginia. The D.C. sniper, as I mentioned at the top, John Allen Muhammad, the mastermind of the attacks that terrorized D.C., Maryland, Virginia, that region for 3 weeks in October of 2002, was executed Tuesday night, 11 minutes after 9 o'clock in the evening. He died by injection, put to death. So it was very quick from the time he was tried to the time that this punishment was meted out. And I say bravo to that. What is the reaction? Although I did prompt them in Minneapolis. Yeah. Yeah, that killing spree, outrageous. You know, you had Dean Harold Myers, and specifically, this is what he was executed for. He was shot in the head. What was he doing? He was at a Manassas gas station. and trying to get gasoline, and his life was snuffed out in an instant. So does this do anything for the families that lost people in a, what you could say, an unforeseen, terrible, terrible, tragic situation all the way around? I would say yes. I think in many cases that there would be at least some kind of form of justice meted out to make somebody feel like, okay, this doesn't bring them back, but all right. By the way, here's some of the details of this. He, Muhammad at the time, before the injection, was described as fearless, and he kept insisting he was innocent and that he was unafraid and he was going to die with dignity to the point of defiance, because, again, he never admitted to this. And remember, these shootings, you would have victim after victim shot down while doing just the everyday things, the nightmare that you couldn't even possibly put in your mind and think about, wrap your brain around it, going shopping, pumping gas, as I just mentioned with Dean Harold Meyer's case, mowing the lawn. One kid was shot while walking into his middle school. That was when things really got dicey and scary for people. Now, my God, they're going after children. And you really saw this, no kidding, because I was there and witnessed it myself, the way people were behaving. Nobody wanted to, in many of those places I mentioned, didn't want to go outside. They stayed inside. People kind of did weird moves, kind of bobbed their heads to make themselves less of a target when they were going into gas stations and whatnot. I saw a guy crawl to his car from a convenience store because he was thinking, maybe some bullets will fly in my direction. I don't know, because you didn't know when it was going to happen or where it was going to happen. And, you know, here's what the weird thing was on, and I remember this clearly that night because I was doing a radio show. The police captured Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo, who's serving life, the teenager. They were sleeping at a Maryland rest stop in a car that they had put together for a shooter to be perched in the trunk without being detected. That's how they were doing this. And they were also, and I've mentioned this before, suspected in a bunch of other states, including Louisiana, Alabama, and Arizona. The U.S. Supreme Court the other day turned down Muhammad's final appeal, and Governor Timothy McCain, rather, denied clemency as well on Tuesday. Now, one of some of the victims' families, several of the victims' family members actually, traveled to Virginia to watch the execution, and still nobody, and the people that were there, like this Cheryl Witz, who I heard interviewed, said, you know, my father was on a golf course. When this happened, he basically watched my father die, take his last breath. So why shouldn't I watch him take his last breath? And then Muhammad himself met with family members before his execution. He didn't have a spiritual person there, a priest, a pastor, or whatever. So sorry to be so callous, but good riddance to the D.C. sniper, John Allen Muhammad, gone as a result of the havoc that he caused on the East Coast. In the meantime, quickly back to Fort Hood. At this point, you know, the Army's supposed to have zero tolerance, and he should have gone too far by the things that we're learning about him. So Senator Joe Lieberman is taking the lead on this. He's pushing for a congressional investigation into the murder, saying that there were strong warnings that Major Hassan was an Islamic extremist. In the meantime, still saying the same things, the Army Chief of Staff General George Casey, who over the weekend was on a bunch of shows, stressing that it's too early in the investigation to know whether these warning signs could have spared the lives of the 13, and he keeps pushing aside reports about signs and things that people saw. He says it's speculation based on anecdotes. And he didn't want to say, you know, what we missed, so he doesn't want to go in that direction. Thus, we have this weirdness of the political correctness, I think. I understand not jumping to conclusions, but some of the stuff was in black and white, particularly when you have the presentation that the major made back in 2007. So he was becoming a lightning rod for comments. He made his views known. He was very vocal, according to many people that were around him. Yes, a lone terrorist, it seems, no doubt, but one that was certainly dangerous. So the people who were gunned down with the two guns, the 100 rounds, were honored today at Fort Hood, but there could have been a better way for this to go down, and I think it would be the way he is tried, and there are still many more questions to be answered, I believe, in this case, unfortunately. In the meantime, a couple of other quick things for you, including this one. You know, I often wonder this about the library book thing. And I know this is an extreme left turn, but I was thinking about this tonight because I happened to be in the library and I saw people paying fines. In Washington, they threw the book, so to speak, at 12 people on Tuesday, accused them of checking out pricey textbooks from a public library outside of Washington to sell for quick cash. Yeah. And apparently the Prince George's County Memorial Library System lost $87,000 worth of material from the people who stole the stuff from November of 2008 to July of 2009. So they were sold at bookstores at just a fraction of their cost. Obviously, the people needed to get money, and that's what they did. But unfortunately, it was easy to trace many of them. Some of these $100 textbooks, you know how it is when you go to sell stuff. They would get like $3 or $4 at some kind of a consignment shop. And apparently the textbooks started to show up a lot. So they put a trace on some of the people that were coming in, and it was easy to nab them. $87,000 worth of material. Wow. That is just mind boggling, isn't it? And it's a little bit more than some of those library fines that we were talking about. Also, we've been talking about hurricane or tropical storm Ida. And luckily, I mean, there's lots of rain has happened as a result. And, you know, there's been a little bit of flooding, but not what was originally thought that was going to bear down on Alabama and Pensacola, Florida. So, whew, we really dodged it that time around. You know, whenever you hear Atlantic storm brewing, tropical storm turning into a hurricane, 100 mile an hour plus winds, and then it started to die down. So I guess that's the good news, certainly, on the day. We needed some, didn't we? You can always shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?